Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everybody's here, Scott, that's coming?
Yes, everyone is here.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. I am joined today by Kevin Kelly, a special agent in charge from Homeland Security Investigations, by First Deputy District Attorney Michael Keene, by Chief DJ, I'm not looking around to who's where, but Chief DJ Granville from our narcotics unit. He may be popping in behind us, but Captain Jeff Rinaldo from Buffalo Police is trying to join us, but apparently he's running a little bit late. We also got various other individuals from our respective offices here to join us to announce to the media the dismantling of the Buffalo end of a international drug distribution network, which commenced in Jamaica. As a result of a tip shared by the Homeland Security with members of our office more than a year ago, members of our Erie County Sheriff's Narcotics Unit have been doing ongoing investigations, and Wednesday approached the operator of a vehicle believed to be connected with this investigation. And as he approached that vehicle, the operator of the vehicle attempted to run the member of our office down, stopped the vehicle a short distance later, fled on foot, leaving behind his three children, ages 2, 5, and 7, as well as their mother behind in the vehicle. Officers from the Buffalo Police Department observed this individual a short time later, actually jumping from rooftop to rooftop of various houses along Fenimore Street in the city of Buffalo, continuing to flee rooftop to rooftop until he was apprehended by the Buffalo Police Department. He was identified at that time as Alexander Roof Brown, age 26, from the city of Buffalo. Roof Brown is actually his last name and not a moniker that's been attached as a result of his attempted, or most recent, attempted escape route. It's interesting also to note that Roof Brown engaged in similar driving behavior and a similar flight attempts, escape attempts in March of this year in Niagara County. A press release, you may have seen it or you may want to look for it when you get back to your own offices, but a press release was put out by the state police regarding that, and Roof Brown was arrested on traffic charges, including DWI, endangering the welfare of, at that time, 5 children that he had in his vehicle. We don't know the outcome of that, but it's currently being prosecuted in Niagara County. Following the arrest and a subsequent search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of approximately a pound of marijuana and enough cocaine to constitute an additional felony charge against him. But as a result of that and other information, a search warrant was then obtained from County Court Judge Kenneth Case for the residence and the person of David Hardware, age 53, who was in fact the primary focus of this investigation, at 131 Harriet Avenue, which is in the Delavan-Eggert area of Buffalo. And the execution of that search warrant resulted in the seizure of literally hundreds of pounds of marijuana and thousands of dollars in U.S. currency. The marijuana and the currency is still being weighed and counted at this time. But as a result of that search warrant, Hardware was arrested, and an additional search warrant was obtained for 45 Bennett Village Terrace, also in the city of Buffalo, in the Maine and Amherst area, and search warrants for the persons of Wendy Hall, age 24, and Deshaun Wims, 32, was executed yesterday and resulted in the seizure of an additional 50 pounds of marijuana. These last two individuals, Wendy Hall and Deshaun Wims, were both determined to be in the country illegally. As to the additional charges, the specific charges that have been placed against these individuals, I turn to Chief Granville for some additional information.
Ruoff Alexander Roof Brown, he was charged with a slew of charges to include B felony criminal possession of a controlled substance, a marijuana charge, which is a felony, fleeing the police, a bunch of vehicle and traffic offenses, and also endangering the welfare of his three young children that he left behind in his vehicle. David Hardware was charged with a single charge of criminal possession of marijuana in the first degree, which is the highest marijuana charge, possession charge in our state. Wendy Hall and Deshaun Wims were charged also with the C felony, criminal possession of marijuana charge, which is a C felony. They're all in the Erie County Holding Center. Two are awaiting arraignment, Hall and Wims. Hardware has been arraigned. He's got a $5,000 cash or bond bail. And Roof Brown is a no bail.
I think from Special Agent Kelly, as far as, or possibly First District Attorney Keenan, whatever happens, what happens now. So I think those are yours.
Good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly. I'm the Special Agent in charge for Homeland Security Investigations here in Buffalo, New York. HSI, as we call it, is the primary investigative arm of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The main function of our investigative portfolio is targeting those transnational criminal organizations that exploit our borders to further their criminal enterprises. In a case like this, our job would be to move it out of Buffalo, move it into the international realm, and try and tie that international cartel and bring charges, further charges, to those not in Buffalo but other parts of the country and other parts of the world. The main this announcement today marks the culmination of efforts with the Erie County Sheriff's Department to keep the streets of Western New York safe. Furthermore, this case highlights the outstanding cooperation that exists between the Erie County Sheriff's Department and HSI's BEST, which stands for Border Enforcement Security Task Force, which brings our state, local, and tribal partners together under one unified roof to target these criminal organizations that exploit our borders. This case demonstrates that no community is immune from the threat of international drug cartels and their desire to carry on nefarious activities. In closing, I would like to thank Sheriff Howard and his team, the Buffalo Police Department, and the other law enforcement members on the HSI BEST team here in Buffalo. Every day, and I think this is the most important, these men and women put their finest effort forward, working long hours, many away from their families, and risk their lives to stop crime like this and truly making our neighborhoods safer. Lastly, as a vested member of the Western New York community, I personally want to thank and commend you for your efforts today. Thank you.
We have questions? I'm sorry, Mike, do you?
I think I stole your note, Sheriff.
Questions?
How much of a win is this for the county to make an arrest like this?
How much of a?
Like a win for the county is it to make an arrest?
Well, I mean, it certainly demonstrates to the people of Erie County the cooperation that exists with our federal partners, our other county partners, or other police partners here within Erie County. You should find some comfort in the fact that we all continue to work together. You've heard me say it many times before. I don't think anywhere in the country does law enforcement, the various federal, state, and local agencies work more closely and more cooperatively together than they do here in Erie County and Western New York. These guys that did the actual work, I mean, I've always been proud of them, continue to be proud of them. They work long hours. They're very talented, very good at what they do. I guess it should be proof to everyone that no one should be thinking that this is primarily a marijuana case. This involved the sale of different drugs. Certainly marijuana was the biggest part of this particular case, but the fact that individuals that are both in the country illegally and willing to engage in unlawful and the illegal activity while they're here, and as a result, again, of these combined efforts, they're not able to do it anymore.
Sheriff, are you able to give an estimation as to how many people this person was supplying to? Hundreds of pounds of marijuana, cocaine, other drugs, I'm sure. Do you know how many people they were?
We know that indication that tons of marijuana came to Western New York through these individuals, through this connection. How far it distributed, we don't really know that, but we know that the local head of that, and is again as a result of the tip shared with us, but it took a long time to put this case together, and it didn't begin with the principal target. It began with an individual that was dealing with our principal target. This is significant for Western New York.
The marijuana was coming from Jamaica?
We think at least the most recently through New York City or in part from New York City, but these individuals were very directly involved in it.
Do we know?
And in fact, three of them from Jamaica.
If a lot of it came from Jamaica, was it going to other parts of the world also, not just from Jamaica?
So the marijuana came from Mexico. So again, to the sheriff's point, making it significant, it's cartel marijuana now in Western New York. So that's pretty significant, and that's what HSI's job is. We'll work with our state and local counterparts, but we'll push it into Mexico, and we'll try to expand the conspiracy out of Western New York. That's what we'll do with our partners in Erie County Sheriff's. It won't end in Western New York. We'll push it out globally.
Are there other people in the region that are part of this?
The case is still ongoing, so I mean, I'm really chagrined to even comment on that, but there isn't, in every type of narcotics, and having worked narcotics for a number of years and having been on the southwest border myself, I can tell you that the conspiracy is always greater than the amount we see. So
could you elaborate a little bit as to who was the head of the local operation? Was it the hardware gentleman?
I'm gonna let Mr. Granville speak to that if you want to.
We determined through our investigation that Mr. Hardware here, David, was the local head, as far as we know.
And he's on bail for $5,000, you mentioned?
$5,000 cash or bond, yes.
Okay. He's still in custody?
As of an hour ago, he's still in the Erie County Holding Center.
So how come his is only $5,000? You mentioned Roof, he's held without bail, right? How come?
Roof is held without bail. He has similar charges pending in Niagara County. He's clearly a menace to society, and the fact that we encountered him that day was surprising, not to mention his activities that day. He should be in jail.
How long have you been investigating those individuals or trying to locate them?
For over a year.
The traffic stop, it was just a random traffic stop that just happened to be Roof, someone you were investigating?
No, it was it was part of a surveillance, ultimately led us to Roof. A traffic stop was attempted, and at that time he fled.
And this was twice that he just left his family in the car and tried to flee?
This is twice.
The state police charges actually was a citizen's tip, and it involved erratic driving with five children in the car. His arrest at that time was not only for, I think, driving while intoxicated, but he also was found to be in possession, unlawful possession of a firearm. He had no connection at that time, no known involvement in any kind of a drug network. That information was only recently discovered. So that was not part of the state police investigation, nor should it have been. It was completely separate conduct yesterday, but with similar behavior at the time of arrest.
And you mentioned he was a menace. This is one of those guys that you really wanted to get off the street, it sounds like.
That's correct.
He was clearly willing to use, maybe because the state police seized his weapon, thank God, but he was willing to use the car as a weapon. To attempt an escape.
Did he strike an officer, or did he strike
any property? He did not. He tried to, but he did not.
Did he damage any property while he was fleeing, aside from running onto people's roofs?
No.
Press release says three children and a female passenger.
I'm sorry, three children and the mother of the children. They were his. He was the father. At this time, there were only three children in the vehicle. The mother was also there, and the children were turned over to another family member.
It was approximately 40 minutes.
And the Buffalo police played a huge part in that quick response and the very talented people that they sent.
Sheriff, could you speak to how, grand this situation is compared to, you know, other drug rings that might be in the area? Is this one of the biggest?
I think marijuana, it's certainly not the largest you've done, but I think you're the good guy for that.
Certainly, this is significant in our region. Anytime you seize in excess of 100 pounds or more, it's significant. That's a lot of money that's tied up in that marijuana, and it's illegal, and these guys are out there trying to run under the radar, and fortunately for us, with our help with HSI, we're able to execute some search warrants, recover some weed, and some money.
Is there anything laced with
The drugs have been submitted to the lab, not that we're aware of.
Is this the first time you've noticed the cartel marijuana coming into West Virginia?
In such bulk, it is. But, you know, like anything, weed has an origin, and cocaine and heroin and fentanyl has an origin, you know, some into the Southeast Asia, some into Central and South America. So to definitively say that we haven't seen it would be wrong, but I think you're safe to say that it, in the future, it is going to be here. And we have tied cartel narcotics to Western New York and also Central and Northern New York as well.
Is that due to transportation routes?
I think it's due to a lot, in fact, by supply and demand, and it's basically it's a business model. You cut the middleman out and you deal direct. And I think you have a lot of criminals in this area. You have a lot of networks in this area. You have traditional organized crime in this area with outlaw motorcycle gangs that are very resourceful that, again, are going to exercise a good business model to create a network to get narcotics into the hands of those who want them.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
I don't know if it was mentioned, the value of the marijuana was just under $1 million.
Good.
Up.
All right, Tom, I'm disconnecting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.